The Man in Black, everyone's punk rock hero, Tanner Stevens. Tanner, you have been going at this downhill racing thing for a hot minute and have seen your fair share of success and some other moments that you probably don't want to talk about. But
yeah,
on a whole, you kind of really embody the privateer spirit. You've done a lot of cool stuff off your own back. So yeah, what is it really taking to do all of this?
You got to ride stuff that probably is not the greatest, but you know that works, and kind of just go for it. You know, maybe sleep on the floor some nights, sleep under your car, sleep on a pile of tires. But yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But when it works, it's the best feeling in the world.
Now, the one thing that some people will forget, but the announcers never seem to, is that you have, in fact, won a Pro GRT.
Yeah, it happened. Yep, that happened.
Now, some people might imagine that achieving such illustrious results might then further result in sponsorship or other accolades, but for instance, this weekend you're riding a rental effectively that's covered in duct tape.
Yeah, so I don't have my own downhill bike. Sean Leader, who runs the bike park here at Windrock, is nice enough to let me borrow one of his personal bikes that's covered in duct tape, and I got some parts from a few different people on there. Lucky enough to have, you know, Deity send me out some new stuff, and yeah, got it running all right. It's a little oversprung for the mud, and yeah, it should be good. It's going down the hill. I had a dream that it fell apart last night, but okay, that's besides the point.
So this is kind of the other side of racing that people, you know, they know it's there, but for us, this is very much the forefront of the riding because so many people here are on their own. Is this something you just are doing out of love for it, or are you aiming for anything?
I've had my goals in racing, and I almost got there. Wanted to be a World Cup racer, went to a lot of World Cups, failed to qualify, just had bad luck and broken stuff and all that, and was just finished right outside qualifying, finished two spots outside qualifying a couple times, and then yeah, so last year I was going to do the whole Crankworks thing and kind of on my own budget, had no budget from anyone, bought my bike and went out to Innsbruck and ended up breaking my neck and my back. So this is basically my first race back from that, and it's been almost a year. So I had some spooky thoughts in my run yesterday, kind of got to me, but yeah, just trying to do it for the love of it, I guess, and it's a fun time to hang out with my friends.
Certainly, friends make it worthwhile, and I mean, you're definitely showing the intrepid spirit, you know, being here and kind of juggling some of those thoughts. Going forward, is it just see how she goes for a minute and just enjoy it with your friends, or is this sort of like a second wind?
I'm just gonna do what I can, you know, got work and all that stuff, so whenever I can get out and go to a race, I'll be there, but not like it's not a huge priority for me. And I think, you know, the people that do help me out know that, and they're cool enough to, I don't know, help me out because of that.
That's important to have people behind you. What's one thing that going through all of this, you know, traveling as much as you have and seeing, you know, such success and otherwise, what's like a lesson or takeaway that you feel is something that others could benefit from or something that you carry through your daily now?
Just don't say no. Probably just keep going, and if there's an opportunity, take it. But also, along with that, there's like caveat, because you gotta know who is gonna be supporting you, and like know the people, and make sure you can, I don't know, trust them and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, bad things do happen here and there, and you know, you don't always get along with everyone. So make sure that you get along with all the people that you're traveling with or that's supporting you. But yeah, also take every chance you can and go explore. Don't say no, and whenever you've got a chance to go out and, you know, maybe have a night out after the race, go take it. But yeah,
just really take the experience for what it's worth and just run with it.
Yep, exactly.
Right on, man. Well, it's always great to catch up and hang out, and catch you at the next one whenever that is.
Oh yeah.